One of the few areas where the president wants more spending next year is Homeland Security. His budget calls for a 7% increase in funding for the Department of Homeland Security for a total of $41 billion. The budget also includes some cuts in security programs and a proposal to increase airline ticket fees. That will likely run into trouble on Capitol Hill. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president has said repeatedly that protecting the nation from another terrorist attack is one of his top priorities. And since 2001, he's called for an ever-increasing Homeland Security budget. This year is no exception. His request for the Department of Homeland Security expands existing programs and includes several new initiatives. One of those, says Acting Homeland Security Secretary James Loy, is to help prevent a nuclear or radiological attack inside the United States.
This budget will allocate $227 million to support the efforts of the new Domestic Nuclear Detection Office. DNDO will devote resources to developing and deploying the technology to detect nuclear material, and in so doing, counter one of the most dangerous threats we face.
Right now, such efforts are spread over a number of different agencies, including the Department of Energy and the FBI. Loy says the budget will also create a new office to oversee the department's multiple and sometimes confusing screening efforts, including those used to track foreign visitors and to identify potentially threatening airline passengers. Loy says the administration also wants to maintain a strong partnership with state and local first responders.
And we will continue to honor our commitment to these brave men and women by distributing some $3.6 billion to train and equip our police officers, our firefighters, and our emergency personnel.
But as with all budgets, the devil's in the details. The administration wants to rejigger its Homeland Security aid program so more of the money goes to those areas of the country with the greatest risk of attack. But Congress has been reluctant to change a formula that now gives some Homeland Security funds to just about every lawmaker's hometown. Karen Anderson, the mayor of Minnetonka, Minnesota, and past president of the National League of Cities, says local officials are also concerned that any additional aid will be offset by other cuts, such as a $215 million proposed reduction in separate grants for local firefighters.
And if those needs and functions now need to be taken out of the general state Homeland Security grants, that's where you'll have programs competing against one another and an overall reduction in the pool that's available.
Another controversial proposal is the president's plan to more than double the security fee tacked onto airline tickets to help cover the cost of aviation security. The $2.50 fee on a one-way ticket would be raised to $5.50, a move airlines say would further cripple their already troubled industry. Overall, the president would increase spending on transportation and border security. He includes funds to hire an additional 210 Border Patrol agents, but that's far fewer than the 2,000 new agents authorized in an intelligence bill passed by Congress last year. T.J. Bonner is president of the National Border Patrol Council, which represents most of the nation's 10,000-plus agents. He says the agency lost about 500 agents last year and that President Bush shouldn't have signed the intelligence bill if he didn't plan to follow through.
How we're expected to deal with ever-increasing numbers of illegal aliens crossing our borders with fewer resources is beyond us. He seems unable to connect the dots between border security and Homeland Security.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Loy says it was just one of the tough decisions the administration had to make in putting together its budget in the face of record-high deficits. If Congress disagrees, it will likely have to find some other program to cut. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.